Welcome to Embrace Relief. I am Chelsea Winterhaller, and I am so excited to be your coach today. This is episode 89, How to Parent from a Place of Trust and Love Instead of Fear. We all have fears around our children's futures. That's very normal. However, when we choose to parent from a place of fear, not only does it impact our relationship with our children, but also with ourselves. Today, I am going to give you tools to help you parent from a place of trust and love instead. Let's get to it. Hello, hello. Welcome to the podcast today. This conversation comes up a lot in my day-to-day life with my friends, with my clients, in my nonprofit work. As many of you know, I work with a nonprofit where we teach about healthy media use. We help empower parents and their children to use technology in positive ways. And so many times, parents come to us with real valid concerns. I have these concerns as well. Sometimes the concerns sound like, I'm worried that my child might see something online that traumatizes them. Or they have this friend and I know that they look at bad websites, right? And their friend might show it to them. And then what do we do? Often it sounds like, I don't want my child to be around anyone who has access to social media because there are so many bad influences, right? This also comes out a lot. I desire to have my child only have positive influences online. And I know that sounds good and upbeat and wonderful, but even that desire, a desire to have my child only have positive influences online, is very fear-based. We don't only have fear-based thoughts around our children when it comes to online. I'm going to dig into that a little bit today, but we also have it with many other aspects of their life. We are worried about the choices that they are going to make, so we make consequences in their lives from a place of fear rather than from a place of trust. Now, I'm going to give you kind of a silly example to start with, but it's something that we can all relate to. I am a mother who used to give a lot of reminders. So I have one son that often forgets to put on socks in the winter. And sometimes he does a little bit better and he only forgets to put one sock on, right? He has one sock on and one sock off. And I used to be a mom that said, hey, you don't have your socks on, go get your socks on. And he would run halfway up the stairs and start playing with the dog. And then he would come back down and see me again, and I would realize that he didn't have any socks on. And I would say, hey, buddy, remember, I asked you to put socks on. And he would run all the way up the stairs, and he would put on one sock. And then I would say, it's time for breakfast. And he would run back down the stairs and be ready for breakfast with one sock on. So again, I would say, hey, you need two socks. Make sure you have two socks on, buddy. He would run back upstairs, and halfway up the stairs, his brother would trip him, right? We still only have one sock. He comes back down crying. We're still not to our goal. I love to learn from other parents, and I especially love the book Parenting with Love and Logic. And in that book, the author says that your child will require as many reminders as you provide. I totally believe this. When I am constantly reminding my child to go put his socks on, he can sense my fear. I am parenting from a place of fear. I am actually physically worried that my 10-year-old son is not going to put on two socks before he puts his boots on and heads off to school. Right? I am showing him that I do not trust in his ability to do this simple thing by giving him reminder after reminder after reminder. And you can do that. Many, many people do it. And I did it for a decade as a parent. But what I want to suggest to you is that maybe you don't want to be the parent that continues to parent from a place of fear that your kid will forget their socks, because it's their socks when they're 5 and 10 years old. But as they become teenagers and grown adults, those socks turn into very, very different issues. I want to empower you to parent from a place of trust instead. Showing your children that you trust in their ability can create an entirely different relationship between the two of you, and also a different relationship for your child in their own head. Last week, we talked a ton about confidence. And can you even imagine the subliminal message that you're giving your kid when you remind them 5 times in a row to put on socks? You're telling them over and over and over again that they essentially are not intelligent enough to remember something so simple. And how does that filter into the rest of their day at school and the next 5 years and 50 years of their lives? I want you to take this challenge right now and decide that you are going to be a parent who parents from trust, and that you will make mistakes and choose to parent from fear. And it's okay, because we are human and that's why we are here. That's the and. But focusing on parenting from trust can shift everything for you. I want to jump back to these thoughts of fear with our children online. It is very, very true that your child might see something online that traumatizes them. And actually, in my nonprofit, we teach often that it is not if they will see something, but when. And when we tell people how probable it is that their child will be exposed to something online that's not desirable, the instant feeling in their bodies is fear, because they are having a thought, great, there's nothing I can do. And I want to tell you that you can absolutely choose to operate from that place. You can choose to operate from a place that the internet is so big, it's vast, and it's everywhere, and I have no control over what my child is exposed to. There is no hope. Everyone is going down with the internet. You can totally believe that if you want. And I know that sounds extreme, but a lot of parents in our day and age, that's what we're doing. And do you know what that thought causes? It causes fear. And when we feel fear, we shut down. In this instance, shutting down looks like us not even looking into putting filters on our phones, right? Not even putting up a fight when our kid wants a phone in the third grade. When we feel fear, we choose not to fight back. We choose not to get ourselves educated. We choose to shut down. I want to suggest trust instead. When you have the feeling of trust in your body, you do completely different things. Trust in your mind might sound like, if my child sees something, I know they will reach out to someone to help them. Trust might sound like, my child is so resilient. Trust might sound like, I believe he will tell me if he's exposed to something when he is ready to. Trust might sound like, I can learn how to have an open conversation with my child about tech use, right? Trust might sound like, I can implement age-appropriate rules to help my child progress with their tech use. It might sound like, I trust that he can handle anything that is thrown at him with my support. Trust might sound like, I can empower healthy environments for my child to choose between multiple activities. You guys, as you choose trust, can you just feel the openness in your body? Reading those thoughts to you made me feel more open and free, my shoulders relaxed. Maybe one of those trust-filled statements stood out to you. The one that stands out to me is I can learn how to have an open conversation with my kid about tech use. And you can feel anything in there. I can learn to have an open conversation with my kid about dating, about their grades, about their feelings, about their relationships, whatever it may be. I can learn how to do that. That helps me relax my shoulders and take a deep breath, and it slows down my heart a little bit because I am operating from trust. When I operate from fear, it is the complete opposite. My heart is beating fast. My shoulders are tense and scrunched up by my neck. I feel red. My breath is going very, very quick. Fear and trust feel very different in our body. And the beautiful thing is we don't have to wait for these things to come up with our kids in order to decide how to do it. We can decide right now that we are going to operate from trust instead of fear. You might have to do a little work. You might have to sit down and write down different times that you've recognized that you're operating from fear instead of trust. But as you do this, you will create a relationship where your child does feel like they can turn to you because there is mutual trust. I trust that my children will have experiences that they need to have in order to shape them into who God wants them to be. I believe that in my core. And I also desire for my child to search for help when he experiences an influence that he might not want in his life. I want you to take a step back just for a minute. What if you treated your relationships from only a fear-based place? Now, I can tell you from personal experience that it's not just with my kids that I show up from fear. It's also with relationship with my best friends, people that I talk to every single day. Often, when I am going through something hard, I feel a little bit of fear because I am thinking, if I tell my best friend something I'm struggling with, she will be sad and she will worry about me. Okay, so I am thinking, I will cause my best friend pain if I tell her what I'm experiencing right now. And that makes me feel fear. And the feeling of fear in a relationship with your friend creates a space where you do not want to share or open up or tell your best friend anything. So you hold it all inside. You show up with a fake smile. You show up as a person that isn't your true self. And it truly creates in a relationship where there is no open communication. She's not able to understand or help or empathize with you. Versus trusting that whatever I tell my best friend, she can handle it. When I think that my best friend can handle whatever I tell her, when I believe that my best friend has the ability to separate her emotions from my circumstances, so much beauty happens. I am able to open up to her and to tell her what is really going on for me. I have a feeling of trust in my body. And when we operate from trust, that is exactly what we create, trustful relationships. And this is what we want to create, especially in a parent-child relationship. We want our kids to feel trust, not fear. In order to do that, we need to be feeling trust, not fear. This is a two-way street. As you pour trust and love into your kids, your fear will slowly dissipate. You can learn how to parent from a completely different place than you were parenting yesterday. I know that to be true because I have done it. When we parent fearfully, we give 12 reminders about putting on socks. You guys, it is not fun. It's not fun for you, and it's not fun for your child. When you parent from trust, you say things one time, you say them with confidence that the child will go forth and be able to make their own decisions. It is so much more fun to parent from a place of trust. Give it a shot. I think you will find the fun in it too. If this resonated with you today, I want you to do two things. Go to my website and set up a completely free consult. We can talk one-on-one. We can figure out what areas of your life you want to zoom in on and really figure out what emotions are fueling you today. And second, I would love you to share this podcast with a friend. If it resonated with you, it will definitely help them too. I'll see you soon, friends.